Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Do we get to do it? Are we going to do it?
We do, yeah.
Okay, hold on. Let me see. Hold on. Here comes the theme song.
Yes.
Teed off today.
What are you teed off about?
I'm very teed off. Have you ever been so right and wrong at the same time?
God, I've only been half of that. Okay. I'm pretty much, no, I'm always right.
What? Okay. Well, so this happened to me recently. My son's birthday just happened. He turned the big 05. That's like a little joke I've been saying. You know, people say the big 5-0, but he's the big 05. So he's 5 years old.
Can I have a moment?
Sure. Now you're teed off. That's all it took.
When was his birthday?
A couple weeks ago.
Okay. The sheer amount of birthdays I've missed for your children.
Oh, no.
It's
okay. Yeah.
No, I think sometimes I'd like people to text in to 51059 and just feel me out on this. Like, do you think T-Hack brings up his kids' birthdays as a means of like going, hey man, you missed another one. Because I think
we're
you
up to
do.
Six kids now, too. As you've been way behind.
Because I got invited to like his first birthday, maybe.
Yeah, because the first one's just adults getting together. Doesn't really have.
And you gave me some, did I get squirrely on like the apple cider caramel thing or something? Did anything happen?
No, you were great. You brought pretzels even. You brought soft pretzels
for me. Yeah, I did. I stopped by Auntie.
That was great.
Yeah. Okay. Well, okay. Sorry, Leo, about missing your 05.
Yeah, it's okay. So we got the big birthday coming up, or it happened. But while it was coming up, my wife is planning the party and I'm helping her. But in this year, he's got a lot of friends because he's in school and the party's changing every year. It's a little different. More kids, less adults.
Less about adults. Okay, I get that.
Yeah. And this year she's going, I really want to have it outside. I want to have it at the park because there's nothing Leo loves more than playing at the park. And he would love it even more if his friends from school who never are at the park could come and we'll have it at the park.
Let's go.
We'll have the cake, all that. But she's so nervous because his birthday's in November. And she's like,
if it's snowing.
Or even
just cold in general.
Exactly. We're out of luck.
You've ruined his birthday.
So she's panicking because she's like, I don't know. Should we schedule it at the outside or should we just scrap it? Should we have it at like a trampoline place instead? And she's asking me about it. And I'm like, look, it's fine. It's Colorado. It's November. It's fine. And I'm pulling up the history of here's the temperature it was last year on this date. Oh, 47 and sunny. Oh, 52 2 years ago. 6 years.
You're smarter than this. You should be smarter than this.
I looked up every year that we had been here.
I know, but
and
you
they were
just,
all fine.
Yeah, but you can't predict. There's no way to know based on last year. Like, you know that all of a sudden, like this year, it could snow till like June 20th.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, you just, and well, some years it's done in March. It's just like, I'm done. You've had enough winter. Let's move on. So, like,
well, that's what my wife is so worried about. And I'm trying I'm trying to help her and guide her and be the you know, the positive force of like, no, it'll be fine.
Right.
How many days is it?
Yeah.
So finally she agrees. All right, we'll have it at the park. She sends out the invitations, all of that. And then we're seeing there's snow. There's snow upcoming.
Mm-hmm.
And this may seem familiar because we got a lot of snow last week.
Mm-hmm.
More than 30 years, the biggest snowstorm in 30 years here in Colorado.
Okay.
And we had to have the birthday party inside. So the whole time I'm
Wait,
right.
Wait, the party was during the snowstorm?
Yes, it was in during the snowstorm. So I was right the whole time because it's like, look, it's going to be fine. I mean, even the day after
Hold
the party,
on.
It's
then
like
you
56.
You were not right.
But I was right in my... No, it was both. I was right and wrong at the same time.
You were mostly wrong. You used the farmer's almanac, and you were wrong.
But what was I supposed to do? We were supposed to just
plan it inside, no matter what, in November. The odds are it's at the very least going to be cold. That freak show 70-degree like stretch we had there. Mm-hmm. That
right,
never happened.
That's what I was trying to tell her. Like, yes, there's cold, but the kids will have their jackets on. They'll be running. There's cold. And then there's like too cold to be outside. It'll be chilly. That's all it is. It'll be a fall day. It'll just be a sunny fall day. And we'll probably take the jackets off by the end of the party. Like, it'll be that kind of Colorado day. Like we have 99% of the time in November.
So
except for last week.
Who are you mad at? This is teed off with T hat.
Yes. So
are you teed off at? Because normally this has a laser focused. I'm mad at people who ride their bikes on the road. I'm mm-hmm. mad at like the person at Chuck E. Cheese. Like, you have a specific who are you mad at today?
I'm mad at snow. Can I do that? Does that count?
You can't just pick an element.
Snow, why did it have to snow? The biggest snowstorm in 30 years? What did I do to deserve
why
this?
Are you
and now
so-
my wife's looking at me the whole time and is like, oh.
Why did you impregnate nice? Your wife in February? Is Leo a Valentine's baby? Hold on, is that right? No, 11 minus 7.
Nine.
Oh, 11 minus 7 is 4. Never mind.
Yeah, you minus
Be
9.
Be mad at me for being bad at math.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.